Welcome back to NewsRamp Business and Corporate for Tuesday morning, February 17th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Unlock D, Inc. closes equity financing and enters commercial execution phase, prepares for Regulation A offering. Unlock D, Inc. completes equity financing, moving into commercial execution phase with plans for Regulation A offering. The $175,000 fixed-price equity raise excludes convertible instruments, signaling a clean structure for growth. The company's strategic roadmap includes a global brand partnership in the wellness sector, focusing on a beauty-from-within functional beverage for the North American market. Stay tuned for updates as Unlock D progresses towards scalable growth. Mitsko announces financing partnership to accelerate CentCore data center expansion and software acquisition strategy. Mitsko partners with United Commercial Partners to finance CentCore's data center expansion and software acquisition. Strategy. The collaboration aims to accelerate the deployment of capital-efficient facilities for edge compute, AI workloads, and localized cloud infrastructure. United Commercial Partners brings expertise in commercial financing, enabling CentCore to reach positive cash flow sooner. Mitsko CEO Mac Leith highlights the potential to integrate owned software into CentCore facilities, boosting revenue growth and margins. Ecolomondo engages Kraft Capital Management as its strategic investment banking advisor. Ecolomondo Corporation has engaged Kraft Capital Management, LLC, as its strategic investment banking advisor. Kraft Capital will support Ecolomondo's capital market strategy, financing initiatives, and uplisting to the NASDAQ. With over 100 years of financial expertise, Kraft Capital aims to connect Ecolomondo to a network of investors, aiding in the company's growth strategy. This partnership aligns with Ecolomondo's vision to be a leading producer of sustainable materials in the circular economy.
GeoVax endorses global call to sustain MPOX response as evidence confirms epidemic is far from over. GeoVax Labs endorses the urgent call to sustain the MPOX response as evidence shows the epidemic is far from over. The company highlights GeoVax manufacturing readiness and a clear clinical pathway to support global supply diversification. Dr. Rosamund Lewis's recent call to action emphasizes the need for sustained investment and expanded vaccine availability to control MPOX as a global health threat.
Critical infrastructure technologies. Financial position strengthened. Critical Infrastructure Technologies Limited announces a significant strengthening of its financial position, with nearly $1 million received from warrant exercises and a deposit from Critical Metals Corporation. Though company received $973,685 from warrant exercises and a $395,600 deposit for a Nexus 20 platform sale. CEO Brenton Scott stated that the injection of capital will accelerate production, international growth, and support ongoing initiatives.
BeeWater now available on OneLavi.com. BeeWater, the American spring water brand sourced in the Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina, is now available for purchase on OneLavi.com. Green Concepts Inc. announced this expansion to provide consumers with more access to their premium water. The brand focuses on source stewardship and transparency, offering a naturally filtered product that begins with geology instead of heavy processing.
1606 Corporation signs term sheet to acquire 55M Webu Texas Power Generation Facility and 50,000 square feet data center ready infrastructure site. 1606 Corporation has signed a term sheet to acquire a 55M-Webu power generation facility and a 50,000 square feet data center ready infrastructure site in Texas. The $11.70 million proposed acquisition aims to strengthen the company's AI-focused energy infrastructure strategy, providing behind-the-meter power generation for data centers, This move positions 1606 Corporation to capitalize on the increasing global demand for AI-driven data center power solutions.
Renewal Fuels, Inc., operating as American Fusion, appoints Travis Yakomishin as Chief Electrical and Power Systems Officer to accelerate Texatron commercial deployment. Renewal Fuels, Inc., operating as American Fusion, appoints Travis Yakomishin as Chief Electrical and Power Systems Officer to accelerate Texatron commercial deployment. Yakomishin, a veteran grid engineer, will lead electrical architecture and utility-scale integration for the Fusion platform as commercialization efforts advance.
Femto Technologies announces U.S. launch of Sensera, a next-generation femtech device. Femto Technologies announces the U.S. launch of Sensera, a next-generation femtech device. Sensera, the flagship tech-enabled intimacy device, is now available for purchase at senserawellness.com. Priced at $299 for the starter kit, Sensera incorporates Femto's Smart Release System, SRS, for personalized wellness experiences. CEO Ifta Ben-Yakov emphasizes the company's commitment to innovative femtech solutions.
Mayor Harris shares sustainable growth plan for Bastrop on Texas Show. Mayor Ishmael Harris of Bastrop, Texas, unveiled a sustainable growth plan on the Building Texas Show, emphasizing collaboration to manage the city's rapid expansion. With a focus on balancing global brands like SpaceX and LS Electric with local values, Harris aims to build long-lasting community partnerships. Key initiatives for 2026 include a regional hospital, a recreation center, and strengthening local partnerships for a self-sustaining Bastrop.
NeuroOne reports fiscal Q1 2026 financial results, expects product revenue of at least $10.50 million in fiscal year 2026. NeuroOne Medical Technologies Corporation reported a 17% increase in product revenue, expecting at least $10.50 million in fiscal year 2026. Following FDA clearance, nearly 50% of all ablations were performed in quarter 1 2026. The company completed 9 trigeminal neuralgia cases with patients reportedly pain-free. Management will host a conference call today at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time to discuss these results.
Indina Copper reports outstanding drill intercepts from the second hole of its maiden diamond drilling program at the Conbang Pabrasco Copper Molybdenum Project in Choco, Colombia. Following high-grade copper molybdenum interceptions and drill hole CDH-003, results from subsequent drill hole CDH-004 show significant wide intercepts of Ku-Mo mineralization. CDH-005 also logged strong copper mineralization with results pending. President and CEO Joseph Van den Elsen sees potential for a globally significant deposit at Cabrasco, with plans to mobilize a second drill rig for rapid exploration.
One-size-fits-all parking rules are a roadblock to progress. Parking reform in Washington state has led to the enactment of the Parking Reform and Modernization Act, eliminating one-size-fits-all parking rules. Cultum City's HUBA advocates for similar changes, aiding to spur redevelopment in vacant areas. By removing unrealistic regulations, the city hopes to attract new businesses and create a stronger tax base, ultimately revitalizing the community.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.